You're listening to the Frank Beckman Show on Newstalk 760 WJR.
All right, you've heard our discussion with Russ Harding of the Mackinac Center in favor of drilling for oil here in Michigan. You've heard the argument against from Hugh McDermott of the Michigan Environmental Council. Let's get your thoughts on the subject at 800-859-0957. In Novi first, Barb, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Frank. Well, these environmentalists, I'm going to order my horse and buggy right away, quick, before there's a rush on. The facts are, I had an experience in the area off south of Ludington, off Lake Michigan. We were conducting the National Amateur Field Trial up there, and there's just a small track that goes through a dense forest to get from one site to another. And while I was waiting for the oncoming cars to pass, I had to pull over. I was aware that something was moving, and I'm looking to see what it was. Frank, it was an oil rig. It was quiet, and it was pumping up and down and up and down and getting oil out. You cannot convince me that we couldn't do that. In fact, I called the governor's office and my state senator several months ago when it hit me. We could use this money right here in this state.
To do more drilling, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Appreciate your thoughts, Barb. Want to get to Madison Heights next. Donald, you're on the Frank Beckman Show. Good morning.
Oh, yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, just
good.
Fine.
Keep your radio turned down, Donald. Like, turn it off when you're on the. You got to turn it off, or you get confused.
Oh, I got that in the kitchen. I'll turn it off.
All right. All right. I'm going to come back to Donald. Shall I talk to Donald, keep him occupied for a minute? Frank in Northfield, here on the Frank Beckman Show. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hi, Frank. Good morning.
Morning.
I think the problem or the mistake that we're making with the environmentalists is I think the onus needs to be on them to tell us exactly how they're going to replace the energy. And give you an example, I know that in the U.S. we use about 390 million gallons of oil a day, or excuse me, of gasoline a day. If they want to reduce the consumption, we can figure out how many miles, based upon average fuel economy a car gets, that they're going to have to replace, how many gallons of gasoline. And I think it's incumbent upon them to let us know exactly what form of energy is going to be used. It's not going to be wind. It's not going to be solar. What form of energy is going to be used, and how much is it going to cost us to replace those X or Y number of gallons of gasoline? Because all I hear is we have to protect the environment, and whatever we do is going to cost us in terms of our precious environment. But I don't hear anybody with any specifics as far as how they're going to replace those gallons of gasoline and how much it's going to cost us. And then I think people should be asked, on. If you want to replace 10 million or 100 million gallons of gasoline every day, what's the means and what's the cost going to be? And I want to know, you know what I mean, how quickly you can bring it to market.
What do you think of this idea that Hugh brought up of forced conservation?
Yeah, well, I think it comes down to economics. Forced conservation is a wonderful thing if you can tell me what the alternative is going to be and how we're going to implement it and what it's going to cost me.
Well, but what it is, though, if you really examine it further and take it to the lower common denominator, is it's rationing. Promoting with forced conservation. They're telling you we're going to conserve fuel, so we're going to ration it to you. And that, as we have seen in the past, see Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, will result in much higher prices than we have now. And if the issue, as Hugh said, was the high price being what we're trying to address here, why in the world would you try to address it that way with something that's proven to raise prices even more?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think you raised another very important issue, and that's freedom. And I think a lot of people just ignore the fact that when we start forced rationing or anything of that nature, all of a sudden we're giving up individual freedoms. And to some people that might be acceptable, but I think to a vast majority of the population, once they understand what the underlying premise is there and where that leads us, I think that'll eventually remove those type of arguments from the table.
Frank, appreciate the call. Out to Madison Heights again. Donald, hello. We got everything straight in the way. You're on the air.
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Go ahead,
well,
Donald.
Okay, back in the 80s, I was on vacation. I used to have a cottage at Houghton Lake. And they ran exploration all along old 27.
Right.
They drilled holes all along, and then they would explode. There are explosions in there, and it screwed up our fishing real bad.
Did it?
Okay, then I watched them the following year.
Donald, for how long?
Well, they were there for about a month or so.
All right. But, I mean, it wasn't permanent is what I'm saying.
Well, okay. Then the following year, they started drilling, and they drilled wells all over Roscommon County, and then I forget the county that is next to that one.
Okay.
And then the one down towards Clare.
Yes.
And the Houghton Lake Resorter had a picture on the front page of the counties. And they had a big crescent showing where all the oil find was in Michigan. That's what makes me so mad. They say that Michigan doesn't have oil, and we got plenty of oil here. I think they went down 12,000 feet and got oil. They hit gas wells and with tremendous pressure. It was all right, I wrote up in the paper.
So are you in favor of drilling for it then? Going after it again here in our state?
Yes.
All right.
There must have been 100 wells they drilled up there.
All right. Appreciate the call, Donald. Thank you. In Port Huron, Harry, Frank Beckman's show is here for you. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Pretty good. I support drilling, but here's something that is another idea too, Frank, and you might explore this or Kevin or get this guy on, but CSX, the freight company.
Yes.
They get 400 miles per gallon with their trains. I don't know how they do it, but there's another idea.
Are these diesel locomotives? Are they?
See, I don't know, Frank. I don't know if they are or what. I'm not sure. But when I heard that, I was like, man, I wish somebody could get a hold of them and let's convert that over. And I mean, if they can get 400 miles to the gallon, goodness gracious,
well,
what could you do with a car?
I'm not familiar with what they're. Yeah, but you're right. 400 miles per gallon. I don't know if that's true. They've got to be running on coal or I don't know what they're running on. Or just plain diesel.
But either
I'm
way,
sure.
That would be
that's
something for you guys to look into.
All right, we'll look into it. Harry,
thanks,
thank man. You. Out to Ypsilanti Township, Kurt on the Frank Beckman Show. Good morning.
Hello, sir. I am in favor of drilling. Michigan was founded as a capitalistic state by the original French fur traders before we were even a state, before we were even a country. We need to take that idea back and drill here, drill now. We need the jobs. We've got the oil. I don't see why we just don't go for it.
Kurt, appreciate the call. Clarkston, Charles on the Frank Beckman Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Frank. I'd just like to make the point that those people out there that are saying it's not worth drilling here because there's a paltry amount of oil, who are they to say that? It's not taxpayer dollars that are drilling. It's private enterprise. If they want to take the risk to drill, let them drill. And it's not taxpayer money that's doing it. It's a risk that they're taking, and they think it would be a good one.
Good point. We get back to freedom there, don't we, Charles? The freedom of what to do with their money. And if it's safe for everybody... This has been a frustration in this discussion. I'm not sure where I stand on drilling for oil in Michigan. I suppose I lean a little bit toward going for it if it can be shown to be environmentally safe. And I think for the most part it has been and will continue to be. But this entire argument of, well, we use 25% of the oil of the world and we only have 3% here, so why go get more? It makes no sense to me whatsoever in that. Why wouldn't we want to add to our total in every way we can? Every bit helps. The first day you go to college on your way to becoming a doctor, you don't look ahead and say, well, this is an insurmountable task. I'll never be able to finish this, so I should never start. You begin at some point, and it's the same way with adding to our oil supply. You add, in this case, to a finite, to a supply of a product rather than a supply of knowledge. But it's we have blocked it for so long. Who knows where we would be had we allowed drilling 30 years ago when we banned it, when we banned the drilling on our own property in so many areas, where we stopped the development of new oil refineries, we stopped the building of new nuclear plants. Who knows where we'd be today? Certainly much further ahead than we are.
Can I make another point?
Yeah, go ahead.
On the National Review today, I think it was DeRoy Murdoch that had an article about how the Democrats have blocked even the attempts to figure out how much oil is on public land. They don't even want us to know how much is there. And the technologies we used in the 70s are really very backward, and now they're using 3D technology that is quite accurate, and they won't allow even that to be done.
And I'll look forward to reading it. DeRoy writes some great stuff, and I will look it up at National Review. Thanks for the tip, Charles.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining in the discussion. You can learn more at the Michigan Environmental Council website, their thoughts. We'll get a link to their website at Frank Beckman Show at WJR.com. We'll also have a link to Mackinaw.org for you. And you can continue to educate yourself on the subject.